know what's going on. They know they're in trouble and they're scared. And we ache for them because they're so much like us. We get scared and we're vulnerable and we need help sometimes too.
Big miracle, Brian. What do you think?
Well, this is based off the events that actually took place in the late 80s. So it's kind of cool because they incorporate the actual footage from Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw and stuff. But this is, it's a heartfelt, harmless, and at times ham-fisted, family-friendly flick. It delivers precisely what you'd expect, but with a little more wit and emotion than you actually would expect. I mean, I had more emotion in this than I did War Horse. Spielberg's War Horse. Maybe I like Whale's War Horse.
I think you need therapy.
I do, too.
Because War Horse, I thought, was fabulous. The people all around me in the theater were sobbing. They were on their knees between the seats sobbing.
It was, wow.
Because I think that's what they're
doing.
Doesn't
sound like fun.
Brian's very cold-hearted.
No, but it was...
No, I love
that
Whales
was a
now.
Touching story.
Okay. You know what? To War Horse really quick. I thought it was a very well-made movie. I just didn't get the emotional punch. But I've heard many people tell me that I am wrong, so thank you, Bill.
Yeah, quote of the day from Bill to Brian. You need therapy.
I've heard that before, too. Big miracle. It's engaging, it's energetic, and the committed cast and crew give this movie enough positive momentum to ensure that you and your kids are going to have a whale of a good time. I took my 7 and 5-year-old boys. This is not an animated movie. It's live action. They were riveted. They were locked in, engaged. They both gave it an A+ afterwards. Maybe it's because it was an early morning screening. We had popcorn and ices for breakfast. That could have done it. But
nice.
I'm going to give it a B+. My two boys give it an A+.
They give everything an A+.
That's not true.
Dad takes them to the movies. Three high school students develop superpowers after exploring a mysterious crater in Chronicle.
I was making that sound.
Guys, what is that?
All right, dude, we're going inside.
Steve, wait up.
Matt, look at this.
What do you think?
Chronicle.
That was a short clip. It's a short movie, too, 83 minutes long.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yeah, but this is one of those, it's a low-budget kind of found footage movie where the whole thing is filmed with people that are characters in the movie with cameras. It's kind of the Blair Witch Project meets TV's Heroes hybrid. It does a solid job of keeping you engaged in that thinking of what would you do if you're a high school boy and got superpowers, and it's energetically paced. It's not without its flaws, but if you're a fan of the people with superpowers genre, you might want to give this a look. Otherwise, it won't be so super. I'm going to give it a solid B because I love superheroes.